This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day where apologies are flying everywhere. A hurricane of apologies. Is it all caused by global warming? Well, John Kerry thinks so. We will get to that, but this could change the politics for the presidency in 2024. It could change the politics for control of the Senate in 2022. It could also change our culture a great deal. Two apologies from guys named Justin that are getting a very different response. One inadequate, one being widely praised as humane and appropriate and big-hearted and enlightened. 1-800-955-1776 for all you big-hearted, enlightened listeners. The we'll also be speaking about the idea that politics has just taken over too much space in all of our lives, that it's seeping into everything and ruining everything in America. Provocative piece that makes that contention, and a bomb-making class convened over in Afghanistan, and it had some unexpected results. We will cover that story for you. It's also a day when there are a bunch of new movies to consider. One of them absolutely flat-out terrific. One of them pretty terrific. And a couple of others, well, that are different. We will cover all of those on the Michael Medved Show. Okay, first up, the big apology that is probably most consequential for the future of American politics is from Ted Cruz. And as I think everybody knows by now, people don't know anything about Ted Cruz. They know he went on vacation to Mexico with his daughters and some of his daughters' friends during a period of tremendous suffering and discomfort and dysfunction in his home state. Now, Ted Cruz clearly had ambitions for the presidency. And he was one of those people, assuming that President Trump doesn't run. I can't imagine that Ted Cruz, who has been such a loyal supporter of President Trump during his presidency, would actually run against the 45th president. I understand, by the way, that President Trump now is asking that people not refer to him as the former president, but refer to him as the 45th president. Maybe you can figure out why. But Ted Cruz is back in Texas, and the media has just overblown this trip to Cancun. It is such an extent that it really does, I think, highlight some of the double standard that you see here. I was trying to think of other occasions where a politician went on some kind of questionable trip, made a bad decision about going on a trip. Of course, I was thought of the trip that Governor Mark Sanford, then governor of South Carolina, took. Remember, he was going on the Appalachian Trail, and he was sort of out of touch with everybody, including his family, because he wanted to walk along the Appalachian Trail. He is apparently a pretty good hiker, and he likes to do hiking. He hadn't really gone on the Appalachian Trail. He had really gone to Argentina to visit his then mistress, and that didn't work out so well for Governor Sanford, who before that time was thought to have presidential aspirations. People who know nothing else about Mark Sanford, and by the way, he's a pretty impressive guy, and he was a pretty good governor in South Carolina. And people who know nothing about Mark Sanford know about that Appalachian Trail stuff. And they know that he lied, and he told everyone, including apparently his press spokespeople, that he was going on the Appalachian Trail when he was actually going to Argentina to visit him. They know that. And it seems to me that as try as hard as Ted Cruz may, it's going to be tough for him to live this one down. Here was Ted Cruz taking questions on a cell phone from the media about his trip to Cancun, and you'll hear his apology. Listen.
So the question from the video on the cell phone was whether the decision to go was tone deaf. Look, it was obviously a mistake, and in hindsight, I wouldn't have done it. I was trying to be a dad, and all of us have made decisions. When you've got two girls who have been cold for two days and haven't had heater power, and they're saying, hey, look, we don't have school. Why don't we go? Let's get out of here. I think there are a lot of parents that'd be like, all right, let me, if I can do this, great. That's what I wanted to do. As I said, really from the moment I sat on the plane, I began really second guessing that decision and saying, look, I know why we're doing this, but I've also got responsibilities. And it had been my intention to be able to work remotely, to be on the phone, to be on internet, to be on Zoom, to be engaged. But I needed to be here, and that's why I came back. And then as it became a bigger and bigger firestorm, it became all the more compelling that I needed to come back, because our priority should be fixing this problem and making sure it doesn't happen again. And I didn't want all the screaming and yelling about this trip to distract even one moment from the real issues that I think Texans care about, which is keeping all of our families safe.
Okay, a nice try. There's a commentary over a National Journal by Matt Holt, who writes, I was once told by a source that politics was 90% optics. And the optics of Ted Cruz heading to Cancun while millions of his constituents are shivering in their homes without power are really, really bad. This week's episode is a good reminder that not every GOP politician, or any politician for that matter, has the same kind of Teflon as President Donald Trump. For Cruz, who holds White House ambitions clearly, this episode won't do him any favors. He doesn't have a national base as loyal as Trump's, which sticks with him through and through. Many future GOP presidential candidates are likely to attempt to channel Trump, but they won't enjoy the same slack that the media and voters allowed the former president. The idea of the media allowing President Trump slack, I think may be a little bit off, but generally, I think he's right about the damage, or really the conclusion of Ted Cruz's presidential ambitions for 2024. You're just seeing it here in real time. It's one of those things where, because this is the kind of thing you can have everybody can understand. There's footage of him at the airport. And he clearly was trying to keep it a secret, and it's just stupid. Do I believe that, by the way, if somebody has some sense about the way that Ted Cruz should somehow make up for this incalculable sin, you can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. Look, I think Ted Cruz is one of those people where I've never understood why people thought he should be president. Because his most famous episode in the U.S. Senate was a flat-out disaster. And that was when he led and pushed the Senate into a government shutdown, which, by the way, led to the lowest, according to Gallup, the lowest approval rating for the Republican Party in the history of the Republican Party. Only 23% at the midst of that government shutdown that Ted Cruz had organized. Only 23% of Americans had a positive view of the Republican Party. It's higher than that now. But how does it stay higher than that now? There's another presidential contender who has a great column that I think is entirely constructive. And it's one of those people who has tried to appeal to both the pro-Trump majority in the Republican Party and those in the Republican Party who believe there should be a fresh start. So what is the secret to appealing to both groups? We will get to that. And the recommendations from Nikki Haley coming up on The Medved Show, 1-800-955-1776.
Let me say, I'm a maniac.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. And now you can get the best sheets ever for the best price ever. When you buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheet sets, you'll get another one absolutely free. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. Dr. Stephen Meyer is a New York Times bestselling author, and his new book, Return of the God Hypothesis, makes the case for the undeniable intelligent design of the universe. And it's already looking like a smash hit. Clear, compelling, and entertaining to read. Meyer skewers materialism, a must-read, and a convincing argument. Those are just some of the comments from the more than 40 scientists who've endorsed the book. Using discoveries from cosmology and physics, in Return of the God Hypothesis, Meyer reveals his stunning conclusion. The science supports not just the existence of an intelligent designer, but the existence of a personal God. Pre-order at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. And get these special pre-order perks, a sneak peek at an exclusive excerpt from the book, a free digital booklet about intelligent design, discounts for Dr. Meyer's online course, and an invitation to a private online meeting with Dr. Meyer. Get all this when you pre-order at discovery.org/medved.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved show, talking about the likely impact of the Ted Cruz expedition to Cancun. The likely impact is it will stick in the public mind, and it will do extreme damage to his presidential ambitions, which have been no secret at all. He ran, of course, in 2016. He won re-election to the U.S. Senate 2 years ago, it's now 2.5 years ago. And look, he doesn't have to defend his Senate seat for a while, but I do think that his presidential ambitions have subsided a great deal. Another example of the same kind of thing is if you think about Chris Christie. Chris Christie was a prohibitive favorite at one point to be the Republican nominee in 2016. And then before the campaign even got started, he had the scandal involving a bridge closure, which, at least according to some sources, he was aware of, which was to punish a political opponent who had refused to endorse him in his race for re-election as governor of New Jersey. Chris Christie has a great column today in the Wall Street Journal, Follow the Science, Not the Teachers Union, which I hope to share with you. Let me go to Andy in Puyallup, Washington. Andy, you're on the MedVed Show.
So it's been a long, long time. Hello?
Well, thank you for calling.
Yeah, so I had a different take on this. I think that anyone that has two eyeballs and a half a brain could see the prime example of green energy for the entire world to see of how it failed miserably. And I think the media is not letting up on this because I think they're trying to take the attention away from the fact that, you know, all this green energy they've been touting, you know, is completely unreliable. And I think that Ted Cruz is like the fall guy because, you know, they found their spot to get in on him, and now they're not going to let up on it. And then they can take all the heat off the fact that all their lovely new green energy sources don't work.
Well, I think that there's lots and lots that we're going to be hearing about analysis of what went wrong in Texas. But I think you're right about one thing, Andy, and entirely correct. Of course, they want to exploit what's going on in Texas to make their favorite points about climate change, about global warming. And for instance, Obama's nuclear czar, who was Ernest Moniz, who at one point, I believe he was then later appointed Secretary of Energy for President Obama. He said this about the cold weather in Texas and why he believes it's actually a reflection of climate change. This is clip 4.
We have to walk the talk to have the credibility to bring the world along the lines of the net zero emissions commitment by mid-century that we need. And just as an aside, of course, the kinds of things that we saw in California last August and now in Texas and other parts of the country now with much more extreme weather, it's giving the public an idea of what the stakes are for addressing the climate crisis.
Okay, when people talk about extreme weather, one way of measuring extreme weather is the number of weather-related deaths, the amount of weather-related destruction, because people, of course, focus on hurricanes, and frankly, it is not up. It just isn't by any measure. And part of that is because we have better abilities to rescue and for precaution. But the idea of trying to make this part of the, quote, green agenda, I think what Andy is saying is true. That is a media priority. And the idea that Ted Cruz's trip to Cancun caused the horrible misfunction of kind of everything in Texas, which, by the way, it's also a problem. There are people there who are saying that Governor Greg Abbott didn't do what he needed to do. But it takes a lot more before they're going to get on a Democratic governor. That, by the way, I think that now at this point, the scandal has become so serious for Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, that you're beginning to see that there are some transgressions that are so incredibly reprehensible, where actually people died, that even a Democratic governor can't easily get away with it. Now, speaking of things that are reprehensible and you can't get away with, one of the stories that got my attention last night was a story of a golfer who is in a world of trouble because of something that he said. It is the third-ranked men's golfer in the world. His name is Justin Thomas. And he was playing, but it was televised. And if you listen carefully, you can hear that he said something when he missed a putt. It was a putt he should have made. It was apparently a five-foot putt. And he was very angry. And he said something. He said the F word. But no, not that F word. Not the one that is four letters. He said the longer F word that is viewed as a homophobic slur. The event sounded like this live on TV. Listen.
Justin Thomas left with this for par at four bones.
Yeah, so easy for him to knock that birdie putt pass when you putt it through the first cut here, or the fairway cut of rough. It's so difficult to pick up how coarse the grass is going to be and what direction it's going to go, and that one just got away from him as he tried to putt aggressively through it.
Ouch. Wow. You're really unhappy with that one.
And he, the word he said, it's a word that starts with F and it ends with T. And why he said it, I don't know. Part of my theory, in other words, it's hard to imagine if using the other F word, okay, was he perhaps thinking the other F word and thinking F it? And it just came out that way. But when you hear it, we had to bleep it because of the sensitivities. But you can sort of dimly hear it. And afterward, he had an interview and an apology, which we will play for you. But there's a Outsports, which is a newsletter and a site for promoting gay participation in big league professional sports, including golf, says Justin Thomas's apology for anti-gay slur falls short. His putt didn't so much fall short. It was off target. Well, maybe it's that. We will get to that, and then to Justin Timberlake, another Justin, who's being hailed for his apology, an apology for being a white male. We'll get to that coming up on the MedVed Show.
Your daily dose of debate.
In other words, you question my sincerity.
I do. Well,
I don't question yours. I think you're a sincere idiot.
Well, you know what? I think you're sincerely evil.
This is the Michael MedVed Show.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says he may go to Texas next week, but he doesn't want to be a burden as the state recovers from a week of extreme cold.
I had planned on being in Texas in the middle of next week, but what I don't want to be is a burden.
Biden saying they are preparing to issue their second disaster declaration for Texas.
I talked with the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, the administrator, this afternoon. I'm going to ask him to accelerate our response and request for, quote, it's a different declaration, a major disaster declaration.
NASA officials are releasing new photos of the rover Perseverance landing on Mars. The agency releasing the first color photo of the Martian surface, along with a satellite photo of the rover parachuting down to the surface, and a photo of the rover just feet before touchdown. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
On the Michael Medved show, talking about the the reaction to Justin Thomas missing a putt. And what's peculiar here, and I do think this is worth trying to understand, is it normal for if you miss a putt or if you've scratched your car or if you drop a hammer on your toe, would you yell out, you might yell out the four-letter F word, which we can't say, but it seems to be very unlikely that you'd yell out, and he didn't yell it out, it was in a sort of sotto voce, it was a quiet voice. He said the other F word and the homophobic slur, and... There's some theorizing going on in the internet. People are trying to analyze this incident, which is career changing and which has gotten a great deal of attention, as you'll hear. But is it possible that he was insulting himself? That he was trying to say, well, I missed this easy putt that I should have made that would have made a big difference to me. Oh, like idiot. I'm not trying to say that the F word, that the gay slur is acceptable like the term idiot is, but was he basically trying to put down himself? Here's what it sounded like again in real time, and then we'll go to the interview and apology, which is kind of amazing to listen to. Listen first to the, no, not that.
Just left with this for par at Four Bones.
Yeah, so easy for him to knock that birdie putt pass when you putt it through the first cut here, or the fairway cut of rough. It's so difficult to pick up how coarse the grass is going to be and what direction it's going to go, and that one just got away from him as he tried to putt aggressively through it.
Ouch. Wow. We really really unhappy with that one.
Yeah, he's really unhappy afterward. It sounded like this. This is 6B.
Our microphones picked their phones up, and Justin is joining us now. How would you explain what happened on the golf course today, Justin?
It's inexcusable. First off, I just apologize. I mean, there's no excuse. I'm an adult. I'm a grown man. There's absolutely no reason for me to say anything like that. It's terrible. I mean, I'm extremely embarrassed. It's not who I am. It's not the kind of person that I am or anything that I do, but it's unfortunately I did it and I have to own up to it, and I'm very apologetic.
We learned a lot through adversity. I know it's not been a long time and you're still digesting this, but what do you think you're going to learn from today?
A lot. I mean, it's like I said, it's inexcusable. I mean, I'm speechless. There's nothing I found out when I got done on the golf course or when I got done with my round. I mean, it's bad. There's no other way to put it. I need to do better. I need to be better. It's definitely a learning experience, but I deeply apologize to everybody and anybody who I offended, and I'll be better because of it.
Okay. Outsports says the number 3 ranked golfer in the world says he takes responsibility for his words. It's actually just one. And is extremely embarrassed. He deeply apologizes to everybody and anybody who is offended. And perhaps most importantly, quote, this is not the kind of person he is. And then they point out former Cincinnati Reds announcer Tom Brenneman also said he's not that person after he dropped the F word on a hot mic during a game broadcast last season. Everybody misspeaks and says things they regret. From that standpoint, Thomas's apology is accepted. But for once, it would be nice if an athlete in a situation acknowledged the prevalence of casual homophobia and explained why they reflexively used an anti-gay slur while playing. That's where Thomas's apology falls short. And then they say during the third round of a PGA Tour event this weekend, Thomas missed an easy putt for par. Immediately he called himself a, and then they actually write the word. A live mic caught it all. In terms of what you learn from this, you combine this with, I mean, there's another a country singer named Luke Combs who's apologizing for video that's actually appeared in 2015, 6 years ago. Followers on social media pointed out that when the country star appeared in the music video for Ryan Upchurch's Can I Get an Outlaw in 2015, Luke Combs was standing in front of a Confederate flag. He was also using an acoustic guitar that had a Confederate flag sticker on it. And someone had posted a thing on Twitter. It said, any Luke Combs fans out there, anybody care that he has multiple pics with Confederate flags on his guitar and in his press photos? Why is this not a topic of discussion? We all know he couldn't write a song and Walmart was his fashion designer, but guess what? He's racist too. Okay. This again is 6 years ago. Luke Combs has issued the following statement. As I've grown in my time as an artist, and as the world has changed drastically in the last 5 to 7 years, I am now aware how painful that image can be. I would never want to be associated with something that brings so much hurt to someone else. Look, I understand that Confederate flags are not acceptable at all. And it basically commemorates treason against the United States. It commemorates a cause that wanted to destroy the United States in order to preserve slavery. All that, got it, fine, okay. But is it not true that, at least in the past, I'd say before that horrible, horrible Charleston shooting, where Governor Nikki Haley was so courageous and handled it so well to get rid of a Confederate flag, Confederate battle flag, on the state capitol grounds, that with all of that, at least 10 years ago, people would use that symbol inappropriately just as a matter of Southern pride to say, oh, hey, I'm a Southerner and I'm proud of it. And yes, there is something of a different culture. Is slavery at the center of that culture? Well, it's at the center of the history, you could say. But I have a big book on my shelf. It's called The Encyclopedia of Southern Culture. And it's about foods and music and the whole idea. I mean, for someone like Luke Combs, he says, I know that I'm a very highly visible member of the country music community right now, and I want to use that position for good and to say that people can change and people do want to change, and I'm one of those people trying. I think it's certainly a good thing that the Confederate battle flag is getting retired and that this is being put behind us. But does it go a little bit far in the apology sweepstakes when Justin Timberlake, actor, singer, dancer, celebrity, much admired, successful guy, he says, Justin Timberlake apologizes to Britney Spears and Janet Jackson for his ignorance. I have failed. As a man in a privileged position, I have to be vocal about this. He posted a lengthy apology today for being a white male. Justin Timberlake is issuing an apology after benefiting from a system, he says, quote, sets men, especially white men, up for success. Really? We'll get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
Oh, Michael, you drive me nuts.
Michael Medved, 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com at 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Did Charles Darwin's work impact society for better or worse? Go to discovery.org/medved and get the free digital book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. Learn how Darwin actually impacted faith, morality, medicine, criminal justice, and much more. Ideas have consequences. For a limited time, get your free copy of Darwin's Three Big Ideas at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. The important new film, Stars and Strife, looks at the problem of polarization.
Washington today is probably the meanest and most partisan I've ever seen.
America beats the crap out of us, but we love our country.
We've always had partisanship. We've never had this level of dysfunction.
We live in a zero-sum world. We are absolutely convinced that for one side to get ahead, the other side has got to lose.
We have to come together by breaking the habit of contempt.
We've proven as a nation, you give us a mountain to climb, we'll show you how to climb it.
Now available on Starz, Apple TV, YouTube, Vimeo, Google Play. For more information, visit starsandstrife.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health.
not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
And on the Michael Medved Show, music of Justin Timberlake from the intermittently amusing movie Trolls. Not a great cinematic masterpiece. I actually was a gigantic fan of Justin Timberlake's most recent movie, where he doesn't sing or dance or anything of that kind. It's just a dramatic performance where he's superb. It's a film called Palmer. And he plays a guy who's just gotten out of prison in a small town in Louisiana. He's great. Look, this is a talented guy. I have met him for a blink of an eye, and his wife, Jessica Biel. And they seem like very nice people, smart people. And all of a sudden, Justin Timberlake is out with this lavish apology, who says, what he posts today, he says, as a man in a privileged position, I have to be vocal about this. And in a lengthy Instagram post this week, the singer and actor 40 began by saying, I've seen the messages, tags, comments, and concerns, and I want to respond. I am deeply sorry for the times in my life where my actions contributed to the problem, where I spoke out of turn or did not speak up for what was right. I understand that I fell short in these moments and in many others and benefited from a system that condones misogyny and racism. I specifically want to apologize to Britney Spears and Janet Jackson, both individually, because I care for and respect these women, and I know I failed. I also feel compelled to respond in part because everyone involved deserves better, and most importantly, because this is a larger conversation that I wholeheartedly want to be part of and grow from. The term, I want to grow from it, or the whole idea that you grow from some kind of new enlightenment, okay. Timberlake's post, People Magazine reports, comes after the release of Framing Britney Spears, the unauthorized New York Times documentary that included in part a section exploring the former romantic relationship with Spears 39. That's between Spears and Timberlake. It included his hit Cry Me a River song and music video that seemed to reference their breakup with a lookalike actress and a message that too many seemed to blame Spears and depict a revenge fantasy on Timberlake's part. Also apparently, he had indicated in an interview at the time that he had had sex with Britney Spears, which at the time was against the image she was trying to project. And so he's sorry from that. He he goes on to say, and his apology goes on and on and on, the industry is flawed.
No.
It sets men, especially white men, up for success. It's designed this way. Really? I mean, there are a bunch of men who are kind of successful in the industry. Jay-Z and Kanye, both of whom are married to very famous women. And plus the women who are enormous. I think Taylor Swift, who I just found out was named after James Taylor. No, really. Aha, that shows the influence of a white male who inspires her father to name her Taylor. In any event, as a man in a privileged position, I have to be vocal about this because of my ignorance. I didn't recognize it for all that it was while it was happening in my own life, but I do not want to ever benefit from others being pulled down again. I have not been perfect in navigating all of this throughout my career. I know this apology is a first step. Does that mean there are going to be more profound steps? Or is he going to crawl over broken glass to go to stand out in the snow somewhere and ask Britney and Janis Jackson? Now, what does he have to apologize to Janis Jackson for? He was dancing with her at halftime in the Super Bowl as part of the halftime show, and she had her wardrobe malfunction. Everybody remember that? The wardrobe malfunction, yes, which exposed part of her anatomy. And she commented after that, and he felt hurt by this, that I don't know why people blamed me for that and not Justin. Well, it's because he didn't have a wardrobe malfunction. Nothing fell out of his pants. And something fell out of her shirt. And for people who don't know what I'm talking about, don't bother. It's the dumbest controversy of all time. This was a huge deal on CBS at the time. It was carrying the Super Bowl. He says, I care deeply about the well-being of the people I love and have loved. I can do better, and I will do better. Somebody he loves right now, his wife, Jessica Biel. By the way, Janet Jackson commented she felt that Timberlake had left her hanging, which is kind of an interesting choice of language under the circumstances. She said, to a certain degree, yeah. But Jessica Biel is supporting her husband, Justin Timberlake, in a lengthy Instagram post. And she said she was proud of him and she loves him very much. And all of that is good. And I wish them happiness. Oh, no. I just mentioned Kanye West. Am I responsible for this? Do I have to apologize? The Associated Press is announcing, now you'll always remember where you were and who you heard it from, okay? It's announcing that Kim Kardashian West has filed to divorce Kanye West after 6.5 years of marriage.
Bro!
Could that have... you know, this after his presidential campaign went so well. I believe he got 60,000 votes or 80,000 votes. Does this mean that what he has promised to be his presidential campaign in 2024? It's sad. I'm sorry that they're divorced. I'm sorry that because Kanye particularly expressing some religious faith and trying to explore his religious side. It's terrible. When terrible things happen to people who aren't evil. But somehow it's not so terrible when some things happen to people who are evil. Now, what happened to people who are evil? Well, this comes under the heading of Islamic Looney Tunes.
Hey, kids, it's cartoon time. That's right, boys and girls. Another explosive excursion into the lighthearted world of Islamic Looney Tunes.
Muhammad is the perfect man.
Okay, this involves the Taliban. And the headline is Taliban bomb making workshop snafu kills 30. I'm sorry. What could go wrong with a bomb making workshop? It says the accidental detonation took place at a bomb making class held in a mosque. Well, what else? Where else would you want to hold a bomb making class? In Afghanistan, in the Kwaltak Balkh province. Of the 30 fatalities, 6 were reportedly explosive experts, I guess, from abroad who were leading the ill-fated workshop. The Taliban militants had reportedly gathered in the village's mosque with their foreign bomb-making gurus to learn the finer points of cobbling together homemade explosive devices. Needless to say, the class hit a snag. The incident was so powerful that the faces of the foreign citizens were not recognizable, the Afghan National Army reported on Twitter. Look, this is, I mean, look, there are 30 human beings who died, but they were 30 human beings who were trying to learn how to kill other innocent human beings. They were guilty by being part of the Taliban, which is about as evil an outfit as you can find. I mean, again, and here they are, they're supposed to be such big supporters of education, and the bomb-making class doesn't go well. By the way, education for men, not for females. So that's it for this edition of Islamic Looney Tunes. Coming up, there's a sense that I think many Americans have that was expressed in a provocative piece. The piece was headlined in Reason magazine, "Politics is Seeping into Our Daily Life and Ruining Everything." Okay? So what do you do to head off the ruination of politics? We'll be speaking to J.D. Duchiel, who wrote that article, and more coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.